When this man became heavyweight champion of the world, one of the first men he thanked was a prison boxing coach. It's the tale of an unlikely route to the title belt, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
The old Missouri State Penitentiary in Jefferson City, Missouri, was the largest such facility in the nation at one time. Some of those housed here are names you know.
Sonny Liston was here. He came here when he was 17 years old, and he had robbed a gas station in St. Louis that brought him to prison.
Mike Gruce is the former warden of that Supermax prison.
One of the recreation activities that was really popular here was boxing, and we actually had an inmate here who was a professional boxing trainer. And he happened to be here the same time Sonny Liston was here, and he was Sonny Liston's trainer.
Liston was eventually paroled, but continued boxing and became the heavyweight champion of the world in 1962.
He was kind enough, after he became heavyweight champion, to come back to the prison here several times and put on exhibition boxing matches for the inmates.
You can see Liston's cell here. You'll also find another man's cell that produced a sad chapter in the country's history.
James Earl Ray was an inmate at this prison. He escaped from this prison and then went and killed Martin Luther King Jr. So he was on escape status from us when he actually did that.
The escape took place in 1967.
People always ask, is that why he escaped? And of course, we don't know that. But we do know that he really did not have a lengthy violent history. Prior to that, he was mostly a thief. Of course, when being released from here, he went and killed Martin Luther King Jr.
Today, you can tour this prison. There was an operation from the 1830s to 2004. Traveling the countryside in Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.